The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Bald and the Beautiful podcast. We are back.
Hey.
We missed you guys and each other.
All right. We are back. We are back.
We were all together.
We are getting dug back.
Yeah. It's been like 5 weeks, ain't it?
It's been like 5-6 months.
It was a busy summer.
Yeah.
Melissa didn't believe it. Sure.
She's like, whatever. Yeah.
It's been a little while. I am Melissa.
I am Kevin Alexander Fredericks III.
I'm Angel, international rapper.
Yes.
I'm that boy Tanksley on tour.
Yes. Hey. Yes.
Angel's in the music video, too.
Yes.
My video vixen.
Yes.
I was in there with my
Are you going to come out with a book like, what was the original video vixen?
Superhead.
Superhead, Corinne Steffens.
I read that book.
Did you? You and Anthony.
Yes.
I remember.
I used to read it in the church parking lot.
Yes, I remember that.
Nosy, trying to hear what she
Great
did.
Great storyteller.
Oh, I bet.
And well, I couldn't. She told some name, but the name she didn't tell, boy, I wanted to know.
But it was like Big Daddy Kane, Cool G Shaq.
Rap. Cool G Rap was her main guy. People pontificated that. One of the people.
Come on, pontificate it.
Wow.
Come on, pontificate
it. That was smart.
He was reading, wasn't he?
I was reading. By the way, I want to talk about this before anything else because I need people's help. We went down to Cabo. We'll talk in detail about as much as we can talk about. One of the places, actually the place that we chose was like.
That whole stomach.
Sounded like a motorcycle off in the distance.
Sorry.
Oh, before we get started, we want to thank today's sponsors for sponsoring today's episode, including
BetterHelp, Lumi, Rocket Money, and HelloFresh.
Very good. You'll hear more about them in today's episode.
So we look in this, like, I'll call it a courtyard. And they're like, over here we have a place for, like, if you want to drop your children off up to or starting at 4 years old. Here we have a teen area. Here's our place for, we do dog sitting. Here's like a coffee shop. Melissa was like, hold on, wait. Dog sitting? And they're like, yeah. You know, sometimes people want to bring their pups down. And Melissa was like, you can bring your pets here. Y'all can watch them. I was like, let's don't. Please, don't. She was like, we're bringing Monty for the wedding. And he's going to put on a little tuxedo.
I've already found the tux.
Huh?
Yes. He's going to sit next to me. What are you talking about?
I don't want this to happen. Okay? First of all, Monty don't let you put clothes on him.
Yes, he will. I'm going to start training him already right now.
Do not. He's not going to do nothing. Whatever he can do in life that he can do, he already can do it. Now, if you give him a chicken, he will preach.
Monty is going to do right.
You will give Monty a piece of chicken. He will. This dog will speak Latin clearly.
Not bad.
He'll do math if you have a piece of. He got to the point. So Melissa's like, don't give him no snack without making him do something. I'd be like, place. He goes to a little place. He and I like, sit down. He'll come. When I say come, he's like, yeah, sit down. Give me three chickens. I'll do the little thing.
He's doing the whole hokey pokey.
He need to mix it up. Because otherwise, I'm going to do the things you want. Put the chicken on the ground. Mm-hmm. So Melissa and I have been going back and forth because I never want to be
Monty
the people
is coming.
That take the
I
dog.
Literally, I'm going to do a video because I've been Googling, do dogs need a passport to travel internationally? Sometimes they do. That's what I'm figuring. So, yeah. So I'm going to get his vaccines in order. I'm going to get his passport picture taken, make sure he's very cute, get his first little, like, grooming session. Yeah.
We took the dog on a Brandel shoot in L.A. It was some lake, like, near Big Bear. And because it was so far and the call time was so early, it's like 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
And we needed the dog for the Brandel, we took overnight. This doggone dog lost its everlasting mind in that hotel. We had him in his little kennel.
Oh, he wasn't happy.
We had him in the bathroom. Every time somebody walked by, he's crying. He's making noise. He's not sleeping. He wants to pee on the ground. That was the last time he's left.
I'm going to train him to do better by this time.
I don't know why you're taking the dog to come to the wedding. It's either him or me.
I'm going to put it to a vote.
Nothing will ever be the same.
I'm going to put it to a vote with the people.
I don't care what them people say.
I'm going to put it to a vote to the people.
Take Monty. He's going to stay in Mexico. I'm going to give him to the cartel. He's going to be smuggling cocaine.
I don't feel like Monty will make it back is the only problem.
Why?
Monty seems like a California dog, and I feel like Mexico might be a little too tough on him.
He's going to love it. It's going to be hot. Yeah, it's going to be fantastic.
I don't want the dog to
They have babysitters. I've already looked into it. There literally is a business that will watch your dog during wedding things.
The only thing we've done with a dog, we had our engagement pictures. Our pit bull was in it.
Yeah, we did have
a pit bull. I don't mind getting a picture with the dog.
That's appropriate.
He was a asshole.
Was it Supreme?
No, this
was X. He knew.
No, you dumb.
Stupid. Oh, he's an asshole. He knew that we were trying to get him to face the camera.
Uh-huh.
And he literally, this is him. Y'all the camera lady. She's like, okay, soon she squatted down, he goes.
Yeah.
Oh.
I was like, X, come on now.
X going to give it to
and
you.
And it was so hot, my hair, excuse me, was getting bigger and
Angel
bigger.
Angel had on
the
five wigs and weave. She was Mufasa. So that hair was
my
enormous.
My hair got bigger and bigger. By the end of the picture, I looked like a lion. And it wasn't helping that he wasn't. We were like
he was
huge. So trying to like turn
he
him.
He was enormous.
Lottie is a brand deal dog.
Yeah.
She knows how to act right. That ex. So, I mean, yeah, just see, you know,
I don't
you
mind
train
taking
him.
A picture with a dog
what?
In America.
Yeah, I ain't traveling with
taking
no
dog.
Taking
a dog on a flight. We're the people. You're now the people that people hate. I hate when people bring the dog.
I don't care about the people.
I care about like, me. Yeah. I don't want the dog.
I want my pictures to
take the
have
pictures in
with
America.
Edit them in.
You can post
them
in.
AI.
AI them in. Put a bow tie. So only gonna get a bow tie.
Monty's going to Mexico. I just am afraid he's not going
to
make it.
I need him to come. Okay, let's move on because you're already taking over. So listen. We are back, right? And so what we're going to do is do a little recap of the summer shenanigans, talk a little bit about the future, and then talk about what show we're going to be reviewing, okay? So let's start. How was summer for the Tinksleys? What'd y'all do? Where'd y'all go? What are the situations? All the situations.
First of all, summer never happened.
I feel like this has been the busiest time of my entire life.
Yeah. I'm like, all right, the kids is about to be out of school, and we about to hit summer, and we're going to relax a little bit. That never happened.
No.
Because of one margarita?
No, the tour, everything.
All of it, because we started the summer off, first, Little Marcus graduated from middle school. Barely even
feels
recall,
like years ago.
I know, barely recall that even happening. And then we launched the L.A. show of Is This Going to Cause an Argument?
Yep. Yeah.
And that was like, okay, a huge undertaking. We did it. Yeah. then I feel like me and the Mar, we were in Kentucky, so I had to travel with my baby for graduations.
Yep.
Everybody's kids graduated this year. So
yeah.
I feel like everybody's kids graduate every year. It's like graduation come once we hit. What am I, 41? Once I was 38.
Oh, I love when black people do that.
What am I?
Nobody knows their age.
I know your age based off. Yeah, what am I? 41. So then if I could do my math, I could do your math.
Then James got home.
Yeah.
He called
that's
everybody.
My favorite thing. Right. People asking their spouse, what the hell?
It's like every summer, it's like 19 kids is graduating high school. I'm like, we don't know this many kids. Who?
Huh? Yeah.
And guess whose graduation y'all be at next summer?
I know. I can't
Isaiah
wait.
Isaiah Frederickson.
No,
I can't
we
wait.
Won't.
Yeah, you no. will. Why you will, Mark.
He ain't that old.
He is that
he
old.
Is. Hey. I want to be there to watch y'all cry.
I ain't crying.
Kev, you about to cry now.
I'm so angry.
I know.
Let me y'all tell y'all, hold on. I just seen this. Here. I just seen this. Somebody said Angel left her luggage home. Angel did leave her luggage home.
No, my husband left
no,
her
no,
luggage
no. Let
home.
Me tell you about this. Angel did a post. Yeah, it's about to cause all right. Angel did a post. She thanked God that she got her luggage, because you should always thank God. Oh, my God. He's at the tip top of everything.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
She thanked her our niece, our assistant, Victory, for getting the luggage. to her. She thanked her sister for getting the luggage to her. She did not thank the that woke up after midnight to drive an hour across town to drop her luggage off to these said people. Ooh. She thanked everybody. She thanked the airline pilots.
Marcus.
The people throwing the luggage on the plane.
Are you the nigga?
I'm that nigga.
That drove it?
Drove it.
And she didn't put you in the caption?
Middle of the night.
And she didn't re-edit the caption later?
No.
It was still what wrong? I said. I said it. I didn't say it. But I can understand that he is feeling unappreciated and rejected.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why I feel like you should use BetterHelp. Yes. And this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, sometimes I be feeling uncertain about what I'm doing in life. With this whole addition to my career, I'm like, is this what I want to do? Is this something I'm capable of doing? You know, I don't know. Sometimes it's just tough to figure it all out. Sometimes in life we're faced with tough choices and the path forward isn't always clear. Especially when you're facing things that you've never experienced before and the people around you haven't ever experienced before. So you're not even going in with the same amount of knowledge you would with other choices in life. Mm-hmm. Well, whether you're dealing with decisions around career, relationships, or anything else, therapy can help you stay connected to what you really want while you navigate life so you can move forward with confidence and excitement. Trusting yourself to make decisions that align with your values is like anything. The more you practice it, the easier it gets. I absolutely love my therapist. I see her about once a week. And here lately, because my schedule has been so crazy, I actually haven't seen her for this past month. But the tools that she's given me over the past year made these tough decisions so much easier to make. And tapping into, okay, Angel, what is it that you want in life? And why are you not okay with vocalizing that to people and dealing with that and tackling those things? Granted, me and her are about to see each other tomorrow on the Zoom, but I am glad that I have had therapy, especially as I've hit this new stage in my life where a lot of decisions have to be made. So if you think about therapy, if you think about starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's all online and it's convenient. It's flexible. It works with your schedule. And you just fill out a brief questionnaire and they will pair you with a licensed therapist. And if you want to try somebody else, you don't feel like it's gelling the way you want it to, you can switch therapists at any time at no additional fee. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/TBTB
TBTB
today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/TBTB
TBTB.
I'm sorry, baby. Thank you so much for getting up. Now, this is the problem, though. My husband was supposed to be taking my luggage out to the vehicle.
No.
Yes.
No. Now, check this out. You've been on tour with Angel.
I have.
Angel's in control of everything. If I go start taking stuff to the vehicle and
did
she
did you take one bag?
I did take one bag. I didn't know what all bags you was taking. You didn't say take both bags. You didn't say take this bag and that bag. You said my luggage is right there. That was already downstairs. She said, my luggage right there by the door. Would you take it out to the car? Of course, babe. I'm going to take that to the car.
Of course.
Took it out there to the car.
It was one small little duffel bag that he thought that me and Amaris, all of our stuff was going to be in.
Logically, it's all should have been.
So after graduation.
That was kicking off the tour.
That was kicking off the tour.
Yes.
The summer, not even the tour.
We came back. I don't even know what happened. Oh, no, that graduation happened before Lil Marcus's graduation. Mm-hmm. Then we did, after his graduation, the next day or 2 days later, we did our tour, which went really well. We were able to have Melanie and Greg Goolsbee be our special guests on the tour. And when I tell you, Greg showed up. It's so crazy to watch these two men who worked with their hands, very intelligent men that were, whether they were in building maintenance or electrician, they just weren't people that folk were like, that's going to be the next online personality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Seeing him and Greg on stage was hilarious. And the way they were like bouncing off of each other's jokes was just, it was just good. Mwah. Yeah.
We're going to open up for HTT20.
Let us tell it.
Let us tell. Hey. Yeah,
we're going to open for the Here's the Thing tour.
Here's the thing.
It went better than what we could have expected. It was nice to know that the thing that we had thought of, because it's not the exact same format mm-hmm. of our like show, but it has a lot of those elements to it. It's it's just crazy to see something that you think of in your head that doesn't exist on stage, mm-hmm. and it actually works.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was great. Sold out that first show. Then what happened after that? We dropped them kids off.
Yeah, we dropped them kids off, went on vacation.
We shot a music video.
Yeah, nice. Shot a music video.
That the Fredrickses and Joshy Gons were a part of.
Step Ganji.
Yes. Oh, and I said, oh, yeah, record deal. That's it. That's what happened. Excuse me. I became a recording artist.
I became a recording artist.
Yes, we signed with Giant Music.
Giant!
And they're actually a newer music, a newer label, but it's with people who have been in the industry for a long time. Sean Holiday, who manages Cardi B.
Oh, is that Billie Holiday's son?
I love you, Kevin. I do. He goes by Tubby. He's one of the people there. It's a whole different thing. Like, you think because you've worked in the entertainment industry for a certain amount of time that you'd be knowing what's going on. It's completely different. It is.
What have you learned?
Look, Melissa's like, we gonna get these minutes in.
I don't know some of y'all, man. I went straight to the DMX song. What have you learned when you said that? Go ahead.
No,
you didn't.
Yeah, I did definitely too. Didn't. She said I did too. Mm-hmm. I learned about options. So, like, in contracts, this happens in, like, television contracts, but it's different for music. I am an artist that's signed to a label, but it's more so we're signing the song. Mm-hmm. So this contract makes it more truncated because a lot of times artists be in these record deals for, like, 6, 5, however many years, right? Yeah. So if the record label isn't really backing them, they're kind of just waiting out their contract.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So for this... they're basically giving us an advance to be able to license our song and do with it as they will.
Got it.
So that they too make money off of the song.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike, you know, thank God so many of the blacks in the past have made enough mistakes that we can learn from. Because a lot of times at first people were offering to buy the song. And they were offering pennies.
Yeah.
And the blessing to be 43 years old.
RAV4.
That's mm-hmm. what they were offering.
Maybe that RAV4.
They would talk all this stuff in the meetings. Oh, yeah, it's definitely the song of the summer. We would love to give you $5 for it, basically.
it was interesting watching Angel be in the position of, I don't need y'all.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what are y'all gonna offer? The song is doing great.
Right.
Why do we need you here?
Correct.
And now we can do this,
we can do that. Not impressed. Moving mm-hmm. on.
Yeah, and especially when the money don't match up. If you say you're going to do this, I can guess how much this costs.
Right.
What you're saying is not how much that costs. So you're not trying to really. So we finally found a label that was like the money matched up.
Mm-hmm.
The energy matched up. Their energy. They were excited.
Oh yeah, they started working for us before we signed.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Really? Yeah. They were like, no, we have. So the reason why Casamigos was a product placement in the music video is because their relationship, they already had a relationship with Casamigos. No other record label was really giving us those. They would give us slight promises of artists that they thought they could get on the record, but you can't really put that in a contract because it's up to that artist to say, yeah,
this person would be good here.
Right.
Like, yeah, no crap.
Literally the first meeting we had after we signed, when we were talking about the first remix, they were like, what do you all think about Saucy Santana? And I was like, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Saucy Santana's popping. He's got fun energy. He's a talented rapper, but he's also really funny. And he's also, I want to say, one of the first rappers to ever start in this industry as identifying as a gay man and to have this type of success. There are people who eventually come out.
Sure.
That's true. I didn't think about that.
He came into the industry like, this is who I am, mm-hmm. and y'all about to let me see you walk. Y'all mm-hmm. about to be material girls, mm-hmm. okay? So I was like, literally that same day, they had us on the phone with him.
Lovely.
On Zoom.
Dang.
The next day, he had his verse to us. Like, this was, they were
next
like,
day?
Quick.
Oh, yeah, Saucy does not play. He said, I'm glad y'all liked it. I was like, how did you do that so fast?
Yeah.
It moved fast. And then, like I said, that was actually the day that we were shooting the music videos when I was having that conversation with him while I was getting my makeup done. That was great to have everybody there for the music video.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great experience.
How much did y'all sign for the record deal?
Kevin, shit.
How much money?
You know, black folks like, what the rent in here is? That is true. Tony Baker, when we bought our house, he was like, man, tell me exactly how much y'all paying. How much the mortgage?
Come on.
And how much did you put down? And we told him.
But yeah, that's this whole tour thing is crazy.
Yeah.
It's surreal sometimes. I'm like, what in the hell is going on? But I'm having fun with it.
It's funny, people who have known, like, y'all have only known Marcus in the sense you all met Marcus after he'd already given over to, okay, I'm going to host a podcast with you. I'm going to be an influencer with you. We got friends that know Marcus from past that. So them seeing him on stage, they're like, who is this nigga?
Yeah, they all like, you always been, like, clever and funny, but this is different.
Yeah. Stage presence is a different...
Yeah, well, the thing, I can't, we talked about this before, I can't be somebody different. I can only be me. I don't know. I tried to, like, create this character when I first, like, started getting in front of camera. I couldn't do it.
Did you?
Yeah.
What and it didn't work.
It's like, I tried to be more clean cut and a little more proper and all that. I'm like, I'm just going to be
sound
me.
Like Dwight on the episode. Hello, thank you, sir. Yeah. Good morning. Hello, thank you.
So there's a lot of the on the what you call it and on our tour, you know, it's a lot like a lot of my stuff on stage is like every city is going to be different because it's all just off the top and I'm going off of whatever is given to me.
Yeah.
And it's a little more natural to do that. So my friends, especially in Lexington, Kentucky, my friends that saw me, they were just like, yeah, this is still you, but it's still different to see you on stage.
Performance yeah. you.
Yeah. So I got to finally see, I remember when we first started working together just on like doing the podcast back 7 years ago and even when we were vlogging, Marcus didn't have a switch. Like he would be like, I ain't always on. I was like, I don't always want to be on. Sometimes I don't want to be here more than you don't want to be here, but I know how to turn on that switch for the hour that I have to be and then I will turn it off. He was like, I ain't got no switch. This nigga found a switch.
Who's in here talking about this is the new Zion show? Who is it?
Oh, somebody that it got to be from you. Did you have a switch, Melissa, or did you have to develop one?
I have to develop one. And sometimes I'd be like, girl, F that switch. I'm off today. I don't care what I have to do. The switch is broken.
Because I know you say, are people here to see Melissa or are they here to see Mrs. Kev on stage? So that lets me know you have some sort of switch you acknowledge.
When I need to be Miss Kev on stage, but even still, I'd be like, Melissa's tired. But when I know people are there to see Miss Kev on stage, then I can turn it on.
Listen, she has a lot of times more energy to be a persona than even I do. I'd be tired after.
You'd be looking real painful. It's so funny.
This is something I have struggled with since our very first tour.
At the end of every show.
Melissa, Tony, and Tahir, pulled me to the side and jacked me up and was like, if you don't fix your doggone face. I'm smiling. They were like, for the picture?
Yes.
Oh, in between every picture.
Does not have a poker face at all.
It's so funny. I saw this video yesterday on TikTok. I swear I don't do no... Zodiac sign stuff, but the doggone Zodiac sign stuff that be on my stuff, I'd be like, I don't got to believe it, but
but that's like me.
Very many of those things, but apparently one of them for is the inability to hide your face, your facial expressions, and I believe I do a great job.
Oh, you lie to yourself.
I am the biggest buyer and seller of my own BS. I was telling them, I'm smiling. They were like, Kevin,
you only showing your teeth. You're not even smiling.
You are not smiling in between people.
No, yeah. In between people.
For the person that gets up to you.
But if you're doing a video, you're seeing Kev not smile.
I was just like.
And then smile.
The most painful.
And Melissa, when we was doing the Dear Future Wifey podcast.
Yeah.
Not only was I trying to get her to go away because I had a surprise dinner planned for her that she was unaware of, but she will take every, like her and Tabitha Brown are like this. They won't take every picture. Tabitha Brown will take a picture of everyone on earth.
I literally just talked to Chance yesterday. He was like, if there's 2,000 people in there, Tab won't go hug every single person before she leaves.
Marcus, when we was at her Target launch in Atlanta, I said, boy, I'm so glad these people ain't standing in line. It was like, line up. every human being.
Of course.
That wasn't me, Melissa, and Tab's family got in a line. I said, oh, man, Tab, I wonder when they're going to cut it off. They were like, Tab and LeBron is going to take a picture with every single person.
Yeah. After everybody done security, come on, get this.
Yeah. Man, and listen, for the meet and greet on the ball, brother, I'm going to take that picture. But the rest of y'all, I go out the back, though.
Yeah, Kevin would be disappearing in the night.
Listen, Kevin, you need a smoke bomb. Just poof and disappear.
I was watching a quarterback on Netflix, which is a pretty interesting show if you like football. And Patrick Mahomes.
That turned
like,
you around.
What?
You were not a fan at first, and then you became.
Yeah, because you know they did. They got Kirk Cousins. They got me liking Kirk Cousins.
Got it.
And I was like, this is good storytelling. Yeah. But Patrick Mahomes did not like taking
good storytelling.
It was really interesting. Like, people be really good on one thing. And they don't be. And I love people. And the crazy thing is, when I see people in the airport, if you catch me, I love it. But after a show, I be tired.
No, you are tired. Yeah.
I give you everything when that microphone in front of me.
Yeah, I be tired. In the Indianapolis show, I was sick and tired.
Oh. That's why we got the Ball Brothers. We have, and this was never an option before because how we were traveling, we have a meet and greet prior to the show.
That's what we do.
And now I only have one show, so I think it'll be a different experience because I won't be, because after our first tour, it was after basically over 2 hours of performing for me. Mm-hmm. The Love Hour was about an hour, hour 15. And then my set was like 45, 50 minutes.
And then
I had a 5 minute break basically. Well, actually before, we would basically turn right around and take pictures. And they were like, you ain't got no energy. I was like, oh, everybody else has been backstage with their shoes on.
Relaxing,
I just got off stage.
Our meet and greet is 90 minutes before the start of the show.
That's a long time.
So it's a 30-minute meet and greet, and then an hour for GA general mission to get seated.
Get in and everybody orders.
We have 2 hours before. Our meet and greet is 5:30 to 6:30.
Oh, y'all have an hour meet and greet.
Yeah, and the show's at 7. We only have, it's capped at 100 people.
Yeah, ours is 50 people, so that makes sense.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Since y'all are double. But
we got a 90, it's 90 minutes before.
I thought, so
the meet and greet is only 30 minutes.
Got it.
We finish it, and then there's an hour for just seating.
Got it.
We still meet folk
after the show.
Because we have to sell it. We know if we want to sell our merch.
Yeah.
We still have to be behind the table.
I'll never sell a shirt again in my life.
No, we're going to be behind the table.
I feel like it's better for me to not come out than to come out without the proper energy.
Mm-hmm. I can understand that.
It's better to just.
Yeah, because your code is cold as hell.
It really is.
Kevin's code is like, oh, he's actually a big asshole. Like. Ain't no smile, ain't no chippery energy.
Energy levels, and that's really what it is.
Kevin's me on a bad day when he's cold.
When I'm tired, I can't pull. Melissa, and also, it's funny because in driving, when I'm sleepy,
I fall asleep and drive.
Mm-hmm. Melissa will drive from here to Alaska right now.
That
38 hours.
That was me and Angel.
And never fall asleep.
That's Marcus. Ever.
I'd be like, how? She'd be like, I just don't let myself go to sleep. I'd be like, me neither.
I have levels.
Sleep.
I have levels. I'll go with absolutely nothing and just drive. Then I get sleepy. Okay, music. That'll buy me 3-4 hours. That gets old. Just chew on something.
Four
just
hours?
Eat. Three, four hours.
3-4 seconds.
Marcus, I would drive butt naked with a 5-hour energy IV and still be asleep.
Cold,
music up.
It don't matter.
Half my body hot, cold.
We was doing it night, day. Like, Angel would drive during the day. As soon as she get tired, I'll take over. I was driving through 2-3 states before she woke up.
Now, I can get up early and go.
Yeah,
I get up at 6 a.m. We get on that road.
Come on.
Until 7:30 a.m. Now you take over and it's all you.
Got an hour and a half.
Listen, I just heard it. Me and Melissa's dad did about 12, 13 hours straight.
Mm-hmm.
And then, me and Melissa's sister did 12, 13 hours straight. We were picking up her sister. And then her and her dad.
Oh, we drove the night shift.
Listen, 6 hours at night is equivalent to 12 hours during the day.
My body's not going. We are going to be dead.
My family never did that, but Melissa's dad in the Army was in transportation. So I was like, when are we pulling over to go to bed? And Melissa's dad was like,
we ain't pulling up.
We're not doing that.
Yeah. I was like,
we drove straight
through. It was like 18, it was like 24 hours.
Them, you going to hear that so much? Angel,
You take a nap with Angel, you going to wake up, she going to be asleep too.
No, hell yeah. That's how I got in my first car wreck. I fell asleep after a lock-in and ran into a ditch. That is the end of it.
Mid-morning.
Okay.
What's that? Somebody call him? Girl.
Oh, was that? I asleep? I almost killed my friends on the leaving my girlfriend's bachelorette party. We were going back from Indianapolis to Lexington. Oh, I almost killed us a couple of times. I'm driving. Wake up.
See that? One time, I don't know about doing that. I just want to throw this in. One time, my brother was driving us. I'm fully awake. Everybody's awake, but him. Fully falls asleep, all within our eyes. Literally is. Hey, Jay, pull over. One of us gonna drive. I ain't sleep. This is not a question.
Yes. You snored.
We all see you sleep. Nobody is questioning that part. We're just deciding who's going to take over. Nah, bro, y'all don't know. Then all that. All right, Jay, keep driving. Phone's on. Show them the video. All right, I was sleeping.
I was.
You wasted all.
No, you ain't gonna prove I'm sleep unless I see me sleep.
Why? We're not gonna tell you sleep if you're awake.
That's so funny.
Finna kill us in Oklahoma. I'm not gonna die in Oklahoma.
He's like, you're not, cause I'm awake.
I ain't sleep.
Why people get mad if you tell them you sleep when they are?
Hilarious. Booty BO sounds funny. Having it, not so much. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Lumi, the world's best whole body deodorant. It's clinically proven to control odor everywhere, pits, privates, and beyond for a whopping 72 hours. As an OBGYN, Lumi's founder, Dr. Shannon Klingman, met thousands of women concerned with odor below the belt. Through clinical testing, she discovered it wasn't the vagina to blame, but the bacteria on the skin. So she created Lumi, a pH-optimized, aluminum-free deodorant that actually works and works everywhere with over 15,000 five-star reviews to prove it. So some things that you should know about it. It's a whole-body deodorant. It's the first of its kind. Lumi is seriously safe to use everywhere on the body. Pits, under boobs, thigh, fold, belly buttons, butt cracks, vulva, and feet. Excuse me, it's especially great to use when you are traveling because these planes traveling back and forth off of planes, the planes be hot and then they're cold. So your body is just doing a lot and it's not always just your armpits that you need to control some of the odor from. Unlike some deodorants that try to mask odor with a fragrance, Lumi is formulated with powered by a mandelic acid to stop odor before it starts. More like a pre-odorant. Hey, I like it. It's aluminum-free, baking soda-free, paraben-free, pH balance for safe use below the belt. So the special offer is that new customers get $5 off Lumi Starter Kit with code, hold on, I'm about to tell you, TBTB.
TBTB.
And where you're going to go is, so sorry, I'm going back and forth. You're going to go to Lumi. Okay, as a special offer for the listeners, new customers get $5 off on the Lumi starter kit, starter pack with code TBTB at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use code TBTB.
TBTB.
And I'm going to spell Lumi for you so you know where you can go in the starter kit just in case you want a starter pack. It comes with a solid deodorant, a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, and two free products of your choice, whether you get the mini body wash or the deodorant wipes and free shipping. And Lumi is spelled L-U-M-E, deodorant.com, code TBTB.
Kev
Jimmy
uses
Jimmy.
But I got more that for you. Very much a lot.
I be putting that on my Kev, balls.
It's in his travel kit.
I have Lumi at home in my travel, and I be sweating.
Yes.
And I hate stinking balls.
Okay, you and should.
Powder just be everywhere. It's too much.
A lot of that powder ain't even good for you no more.
Oh, that talc.
I know about that talcum. But Lumi, first of all, it smells good.
Yeah.
My balls smell amazing.
You some got ball odorant.
Boy, I've never been stinking, but the duration in between showers can be longer.
Yeah. Especially
we travel a lot.
It's 100 degrees right now.
It's 2-3 shower day.
Yes,
you be on the plane all day, them balls be like, we good, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, we sitting in that seat. Ain't no ventilation in that seat. Yeah.
Well, the summer's about to be over. Everybody's been traveling and stuff, and so we got to recoup some of this money that we spent. So a good, easy way to start saving money is to discover some of these subscriptions that you done forgot about. Get that shmoney back. You understand me? And let me make sure I'm talking to you about the right thing. Yes, mm-hmm. I am. Absolutely. So try it for free for 30 days. Y'all remember those ads. They still come up, right? And it's just enough time to try it, but it's also just enough time for you to completely forget about it. Mm-hmm. In fact, over 80% of people have subscriptions they forget about. You could be wasting money and not even realizing it. Rocket Money helps you find those forgotten subscriptions so you can stop paying for ones you don't use. Do you know how much your subscriptions really cost? Most Americans think they spend around $80 a month on subscriptions. It's actually a total closer to $200. I know we spend way more than that. I would gather that we spend double to triple on subscriptions, and yeah. I'm sure that I could probably cut half of those off with the help of Rocket Money. Melissa's shaking her head because Rocket Money,
it got us all in the business. Not only did it help with that, but they also send you notifications when things are like unusual activity.
Mm-hmm. Like you're trying to plan somebody's surprise.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They're like, what is this? Happy birthday.
You so sweet.
But listen, yeah, I bet you'd rather ruin that surprise than rather get the surprise exactly. of we didn't spend $600 right, on stuff that we don't need.
Wrong.
Huh? If you don't know exactly how much you're spending every month, you need Rocket Money. I know we need it. The Tanksleys need it more than anybody. Mm-hmm. Rising prices stressing you out. If you're looking for ways to cut costs, you need Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place. Over 80% of people have subscriptions they forgot about, and chances are you're one of them. Like that Stars app you just watched one show on, or that free gaming trial that you never actually use. Rocket Money will quickly and easily find the subscriptions for you. And for any you don't want to pay for anymore, just hit cancel and Rocket Money will cancel it for you. It's that easy. Rocket Money also helps you manage all your finances in one place and automatically categorizes your expenses so you can easily track and budget in real time and also get alerted for anything that looks off. Over 3 million people use Rocket Money in saving the average person up to $720 a year. Stop throwing your money away. Cancel unwanted subscriptions and manage your expenses the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/bald.
Bald.
That's rocketmoney.com/bald.
Bald.
rocketmoney.com/bald.
Bald.
Bald. Let me tell you, real quick, Indianapolis show, I was sick and tired. And the entire time I was on that stage, I was like, this is going horrible. At least it'll be good playback someday. Because I couldn't think straight.
Did it not turn out good or you turned out good?
Apparently you probably just, okay. I was about to say, you probably just harder on yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Than it was good. I mean, you could tell his energy
comedian,
was down.
You're probably like that.
But, and then their energy was low, too, because it was like an unfamiliar crowd. Like, they was there because a lot of them just heard about it.
The Delta Convention?
Yeah. Delta Convention. Also, we like to play hype music before. It was Chaka Khan playing right there. Mm. So it was giving lounge
feel. So I came out. Yeah. Yeah. I came out. I'm like, you know, come on stage. They. I said, I need y'all to stand up. Give me some energy.
They were like, it's hot. Yeah. We not.
When you tour, and I didn't learn this until I toured, the worst thing to find out, different audiences had totally different energies.
100%.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with your performances. Yeah. And what's crazy is certain cities' energy is the same every time. Mm-hmm. Right? People ask why I don't be going to Vegas. That energy in Vegas be butt.
Mm-hmm.
Butt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Miami's one of my least favorite energy-wise, consistency. But then places like Louisville go crazy. It's not even the size or the thing. But some, if the audience is hot, this performance is finna suck. Yeah. We had a show in Fayetteville one time, and the AC broke.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah. When I tell you.
They miserable.
Marcus, nothing's funny. Yeah. It's not funny. No. I'm hot.
No.
Or if the show starts too late, the second show, 10:30, 11 o'clock, okay, I don't care. That's I bought the tickets. I don't even care anymore. I just want to leave.
Yeah.
You know that's the thing about being high. You could be in the house in a good mood and walk outside. You mad now.
Yeah.
Because it's hot. It's hot in here.
Yeah, hot right now.
The AC's not working right. And
I
I'm
feel
not happy
fantastic.
About it.
I know. I was about to say, I'm actually okay.
Anytime Melissa feels good, I am sweating balls.
Oh, bless your heart. I went to Antigua.
And how is that?
Look at that.
Is that where y'all went this year?
Yeah, mm-hmm. We went to Antigua.
Where that is, the Caribbean?
Yeah,
but that's all we ever go to. We going to get every single island.
Every island's different. It's great.
Yeah.
Is it vastly different?
We don't know. We didn't go nowhere.
Y'all was tired?
We were relaxing. Our goal was to sleep,
to eat, not,
and fuck.
That's exactly what we did. We slept like newborns. I mean, there was no rhyme or reason for when we were falling asleep.
That's a Seth vacation.
Yeah. It was like, I'm telling you, we would be like, let's go have breakfast. Yeah, come back. Let's get it in. Smash, smash. Let's watch a movie. Wake up. Oh, let's have lunch.
The pool was right there off the room, so we didn't. It's our own little private pool. Well, I ain't got a reason to go up there with them people.
We saw
the regulars.
We didn't see nothing of that island at all,
other than traveling to and from
the airport.
Listen, when that's we went to St. Lucia, we was doing. Listen, we finally learned ourselves. Mm-hmm. A young Kevin List, every day activity. Then you come home and you are
exhausted.
You need a vacation from the vacation.
Now, listen, a little bit. Nothing. Little bit. That's how the days go.
Yeah.
One activity done before noon. Nap.
Mm-hmm.
The next day, nothing. Another activity. That won't be at night. 5. The next day, nothing. We was in St. Lucia with no AC, fan going crazy, mosquito net on.
You lay on the bed, legs open, arms up.
Some of my sleep probably is still in that bed. Me and Alyssa, I'm talking about the butter came. It's dark outside. You ever wake up, it's like, whoo. It's dark now. I'm hungry.
Yes.
Thirsty.
Yes.
We were sleeping.
I slept all the dinner hours away.
Listen, we were sleeping through reservations.
Mm-hmm.
The best. Y'all miss your reservation. Just bringing some chicken tenders down, whatever y'all. And it's okay. We didn't know. It's 11, 8 p.m. now.
Go it'd be needed, though, man. I needed that nothing vacation so bad.
It'd be the best.
It was so good. We literally, quick story, because I want to hear about what happened with y'all. We had a hammock on our, like, deck off of our room. And the heat there was different. It was almost an annoying heat.
Yeah, but it was the bugs.
The bugs was tearing our asses up. Come on, Josh. They were bugging. I got in the hammock. There was finally like an overcast that blocked out the sun. So then the temperature was perfect. And I'm like, ooh, I'm about to sleep in this hammock. Well, our deck was right off of the bay. I don't know what you call it, the ocean.
Yeah, there was literally our deck, rocks, and ocean. Like, you could almost touch the deck and the ocean at the same time.
Oh, dang.
So, this party boat comes back by. Joanna.
At this time, I'm in the room. I think I'm about to take another nap.
That party boat was there near us for about 30,
it's one
45
of the, what's it called,
minutes.
Pantoon? Oh. The one that got the two.
Pantoon.
No,
catamaran.
Yeah. So it's big. That thing is enormous. And it's full of people. And that thing, it's like got the sound system of 8 movie theaters. You can feel the bass.
So loud.
So they coast right by and they go over to the other side of the little gulf right there.
They might as well still be right in front of me because you can hear them just as loud.
You can barely see the people. That's how far away they are. But it is carrying across the ocean, right?
So
during the day, right?
Yes.
During the day.
And I'm taking my nap out there. I stay out there for 45 minutes and then I finally come in. I said it would have been great without that boat.
I thought they were going to dock.
Let the people off.
Let the people off. Turn the music off. No.
They played it.
Keep the party going on the beach.
So we go back out there the next day. We're in our little private pool. And I was like, I mean, yesterday was really nice besides that boat playing Joanna.
Yeah,
right?
I was like, but this is absolutely perfect. It was like one person off in the distance rode by the jet ski.
All of a sudden, we hear, Joanna, Joanna.
This time, he's even closer. It's like we see the, because you know, it's like a sail. This long steeple, you see it just creeping around the corner. Joanna. They didn't turn it on until they hit that corner.
So y'all hate Afrobeats?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't want to hear nothing else of no Afrobeats.
As that song replaced,
it's right there, neck and neck.
Okay, this is gonna sound anti-black. We was at Essence, right? Mm-hmm. And we having lunch on Bourbon Street. Me, Mel, and Liz and Greg is just having a great little meal. We waiting for fish. A drum brigade came.
The way you just rolled your eyes.
Because I just remembered.
Marcus. They might as well set up inside of our eardrums.
Oh, I was so pissed.
And let me tell you why I was upset as a musician. They weren't tight.
No.
They were young kids.
It sounded like noise and racket.
It was not clear. I mean, I appreciate music. It was so loud. But their cymbals were like, you know, cymbals like,
yes, just noise.
Oh, hey, you gotta cut it and clean it up. Are y'all not one and two and three and
no.
four? It's everybody's a
five,
little
six, one, two, three, it's 17, 11, 13, five, six, one, two, three.
Man, have y'all seen Whiplash where the doggone mean teacher is yelling at the drummer? Are you fast or slow? He threw a cymbal at him. That's what I wanted to do. Now, it's New Orleans. I expect this, but I also expect a certain level of musicianship. If you're going to be this loud, that's fine, but you ain't going to be off beat. They were like 12, 13. Y'all need to tighten up. Y'all need to go into the swamp and don't come out there.
And the restaurants that we were at, it didn't have windows, so everything is open.
Oh, yeah.
So you hear it even louder. Yeah. Oh, my God.
And as a black person, you know, off beat, it be in our bones. Yeah.
Oh, it just sounded like ruckus.
Do you sitting there thinking like, oh, maybe it's not the beat? Maybe I'm off beat.
Get it together, Chris. You know spit up,
Chris. Spit up.
I don't know where I was saying that
for y'all.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Essence for me.
No, Essence was fantastic.
It is hot.
Mm-hmm. Essence is hot.
It is.
It's
so
always
going to
be hot.
And you are on. From the moment you leave your hotel room until you come back. However, the love that you feel from the people.
Yes.
It rejuvenates your soul.
Yeah.
It is.
Let me tell you the funniest thing black people do to me. And I don't know if other people have this, if they're famous, whatever. It's funny to me. I'm walking, just enjoying my life. I don't assume you know me if you don't say something. If you do, hey, how are you? Take a picture. This black folks, especially New Orleans. Boy, don't act like you ain't who you is.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
I know you is who. You know who you are.
That's right.
Just over here walking regular. Yes. Get over here and take this picture, nigga. I know you famous. How am I supposed to walk like I know who I am?
You
know who I am. You know you famous. Yeah. What you doing? Getting a big guy? Yeah. They right here to me.
Walking stride at a time like you regular. Get on out of here. Look at him with his t-shirt on. Too.
He cracking me up. Boy, you so is stupid, boy. You is an ignorant boy. Boy, you dumb.
Boy, you one dumb motherfucker.
The way black folks tell you they think you funny, you is so stupid and dumb, and you don't probably got good grades.
Listen, embarrassing moment real quick that happened at Essence. I was talking to somebody who's a rep at Disney, and I was like, hey. I said, yo, like, why have you not sent my family on a cruise? I was like, what do we need to do? Yeah. She was like, you just be so busy. I said, we ain't that busy. Marcus was like, tell us when the cruise is. We're going to be like,
give us your schedule. Yeah.
Right. And she was like, I will also say that your new song is not on brand. I said, no, that just happened.
That just happened. It's been 8 years now. It just happened.
Sure enough, as I'm saying this.
Give me one margarita. I'm going to give you some head. Somebody
in front of the Disney woman, I was like, listen. Yes.
No. It was literally.
She got in front of me and yelled it in my face in front
just
of the Disney.
Just as loud as I just did it. Hilarious. Like, squat it down. Look up at that margarita. I'm going to give you some head. And then walks off.
I was like.
Like, mission accomplished.
I still want to go on a cruise. I'm dead serious.
We done stated all the cases. Look, you ain't got no excuses. You done sent this family, that family 5 times. You tell us your schedule. We'll work around y'all.
Oh, that's hilarious.
She was like, but.
Yes, she said. I was like, come on now.
Give me one margarita. I'm going to suck your penis. Cunnilingus.
First of all, they ain't got margaritas on Disney Cruise. Yes.
Oh, my God.
I want to go on Disney Cruise.
I want to go so bad.
I heard they were fire.
I wanted to go on that one. We're in Washington.
They got a... which
seems like it's too much.
Because it's up the street.
I know people that's been... They said, like, even single people be on there like, this is the ish.
I told... And they had the fireworks off. The food
is
good.
Now, I know Disney food is amazing. I'm sure the show is great. But every time I see pictures, people be, hey, we smiling.
That's because that's a brand deal. You got to do that.
No, I'm talking about the characters.
Oh, yeah. You ain't got to interact with them.
But I've heard that they also make it very adult friendly as well, because obviously you're taking it. Yeah, you're taking your kids.
You
want to
pay them. They're going to make you happy.
I want to go.
That's why. So we doing our best. I'm like, come on. The song will be over with soon.
Disney is one of the most expensive cruise lines, too, so I know it's.
Disney is one of the most expensive.
Exactly.
Period. One? Everything Disney.
Oh, yeah.
Man, we went,
buy a Disney shirt.
To Disney. Was it Tokyo Disney?
Uh-huh.
Or Paris? Tokyo?
No, we went to Tokyo.
Boy. You talk about when you get to your credit card statement and they do that conversion. Because we, oh, this is, man. Yeah.
48 million. Who cares?
Boy, when you convert it back.
Equal translation.
$48 million.
The U.S. dollar ain't what it used to be. That conversion be more on par.
The turkey leg cost $38.
There you go.
They like, yeah.
You had eight of them.
Bro. I said, y'all done talking your Disney and took that money. Yeah, they did.
Hilarious.
So when did y'all go to after Essence? Y'all came back to L.A. for a minute.
Man, we've been on world tour this year.
Have you been going on any of the tour dates, Melissa?
I will be going to, I went to Kev's, no, I didn't go to the last show. I went to maybe two shows before that. Did I?
You went to Austin and Miami.
Who did what?
Austin and Miami.
Austin and Miami.
I see Josh's face. I know, I can't read his lips.
And you know, I can't read nobody's lips.
The only thing you see is a smart ass.
I thought I did.
Oh, got it. I'll remember.
Mouth it again?
I got it. I'll tell you.
Okay.
I missed it again. Anyway, yeah, we did Essence. I enjoyed Essence. Target was freaking phenomenal. They treated us really, 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 really well.
And she's so nice.
Remembered us.
Yeah. Mm, I don't remember that. I don't remember her remembering us. Oh, okay.
You said she remembered us.
She's much taller than Target I thought also.
Very tall.
Yeah, she's super tall. She's tall. And then we dropped the kids off, and then we went somewhere really fast, and I don't remember. Oh, we went to Vegas, the Stellars.
Oh, how was the Stellar Awards? Yeah. Y'all did the live?
Yeah, we didn't go to the Stellar Awards at all. We did Dear Future Wifey, which was great. Mm-hmm. That's out on his channel if you guys want to see that. Shut up.
The person that Melissa was really nice.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it.
I be living for y'all's little get ready with me.
I enjoyed it. It was cute. It's actually my favorite one.
It'd be precious.
We love that. Mm-hmm. Don't say no words.
I didn't say nothing.
Okay. Wow. And so we did that. That was fun. It was also Kev had my friends Shari and Cherise and Mel and Greg, for that matter, fly out to surprise me, which was so fun.
Such a good surprise. Yeah, that reaction was really great. The best.
I was really
I know
excited.
The people in the hotel were like, what's going on?
I wish I could have two cameras going to see the people come out of the restaurant like,
what? I didn't see them.
No, I saw them.
Oh, that's so funny.
I mean, I was watching you, but they were like, because your scream was...
Oh, yeah, Melissa.
I was so, I know.
If she did the black person thing, ran away from the thing she's excited about.
Why do black people do that?
Ran away. It's too much.
Is it slavery?
I don't know. What? You ever seen David Blaine? The nigga's going to run.
Oh, David Blaine,
magicians
yes.
Magicians love us.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
we
yeah.
We are the best.
Yeah, because we're going to give them that energy.
When we was in Dubai, that I said, man, who do you like performing? He was like,
did. Black people. No, he didn't. Yeah. He just agreed
black
with you.
Because we be like.
We can't. You can't just be like, oh, we
oh my God.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly.
We be going in on that.
Why you still running?
That's a flash.
Because that's how we be.
You got a lot of.
And then it's going to be do it again.
Do it again.
You do it again.
With her.
You how you do that?
Let me see it again. Run it back.
Quiet is loud. Because Chance, I respond like Marcus did. Chance was just like, nah, bro. Nah.
You need balance in the black crowd.
We saw him go to some white people after. They're like, oh.
He was like, I just wasted my time.
You didn't see what they was giving me? Yeah. He was like, when y'all be like that, we be wanting to do more tricks.
Oh, yeah. They that's like, the audience giving the energy.
Yeah.
I cut my head off.
I thought you one of these. Bring it back.
That's the energy they need.
I love magic. Well, I'd be turning 8 years old. You see some magic.
Hilarious. So you were completely,
I was
no
unaware.
Idea.
Yeah, I was unaware because actually, like, I'm not playing. Rocket Money be sending me those notifications. So I'd be texting Kev, like, what is this transaction? And so he routed it to mail, but I got those notifications afterwards.
Ah.
Yeah, I was like, oh, this must be the repay back.
I got to have my own account. I actually have it. I just don't be using it, but now I got to use it. You'd be all
she
in my business.
She's like, what is this?
Yeah, Sean, I'm quick for a screenshot.
Tony was picking up Tony.
I sure was.
Tony picking up JoJo, and I didn't think he was just going to honk the horn. He went to the ring.
No.
He's like, Tony Baker, what you picking up my son for? He was like, haberdasheries. And the only reason she didn't put it together is because when she looked up, Mel and Greg was on the hidden.
But I thought that was it. So seeing Sharon Shrews was really nice. And then after Vegas, we came and, we went to the fourth with North Carolina. We spent some time with my mom and Kev's family, which was really good time. Y'all know I love for these moments anyway. So we did like a little.
My grandma twerked a little bit.
Because Ruthie is that chick.
I don't even know this woman anymore.
That's my girl.
Yeah. The woman who made us go to church every second of every day.
She out here.
Let her.
I said, Melissa, I brought a thing out of you.
Let alone.
She was doing it, and there was no twerking in the dance at all.
I'm about her a bunch of sundresses.
And she would love it. She was great. That was fantastic. That was a lot of fun. The adults had a lot of fun. The kids had a lot of fun. That was great. Then we brought the kids back, and then we went to, I don't remember everything, y'all, but we went to Cabo after that. That's all. If we did something in between, I don't remember.
How was Cabo?
Cabo, oh my God, it was so much fun.
It looked like fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was a planning trip with fun in it, if that makes sense. So we were there to look at four different venues for the vow renewal, which was fantastic. All of them were really great. I chose one. And then in between there, of course, we were just living our lives, having a good time as well. So
we had a hammock outside our room, and I took a nap in a hammock every single day.
Kev did do that.
Hammock naps are great.
Joanna.
One of the sides smelled like feet, though, so I flipped around the second day. But when I tell y'all, a hammock, it probably feels like the womb.
Yeah, it's good.
It's going to be
good.
This must be my age, because I looked at that hammock. I'm the one, because Angel said she was going to lay in it, so I went out and hooked it up, and I was about to get in it. I was like, you know what? This has been a great vacation.
You don't hurt
I ain't
back.
About to ruin it by falling off here and hurting a knee.
Now listen.
Back out, because I seen it happen. I was like, nope.
Getting out?
I'm going to let it alone.
Listen, that heavy was heavy. I had Melissa pull, like, a baby help
was
me
it
out.
Creaking and stuff when you got it?
Boy, I'm trying to have her. Now, Melissa don't weigh much compared to me. I'm like, pull. She's like, I am. She's coming towards me.
Like, you don't know how to do it right.
Do what right? Pull myself up?
Yeah, when someone is helping you pull, you gotta help them.
Yeah,
Kev want me to do all the work. I can't do all the work.
You get pulled out the dish, hit the gas.
We gotta be in this together.
Marcus can't talk. I needed help out of the hammock. He was like, just jump down. I was like, I will bust my head open.
Yes.
Come gather me.
Yes.
Gather me is funny.
For real. I need to be gathered.
I stayed away from my hammock. I got knee injury right now.
I laid in the hammock and I felt like I was too low on the ground. I felt like I was like doing this on the ground. This uncomfortable.
I was scraping. How'd you hurt your knee?
Well, first time I heard it, we was running through the airport in some retro threes. You don't do that.
We were running through the airport, coming back.
We ran a mile.
In the airport?
In
the airport. In the Charlotte airport. We were trying to catch our flight because these flights have all been delayed all across the U.S. all this summer, and we were trying not to miss our connecting flight because we were coming back from shooting the music video, going back to Lexington, and we thought we had 13 minutes to get to our connecting flight, and it said it would take 14 to get from one gate to the other, so we ran,
heavy ass backpack, running through the airport, upstairs, down escalators. So by the time I get there, actually my knee was fine until that next day. I was like, something ain't right. Something ain't right. The back of my knee was swelling. It still is swelling up every now and then. Locks up. So I already wasn't 100%. So I said, you know, when I, you know, on tour, I'm going to have to be a little careful on my knee. We in Lexington. We doing a sound check and all this. And, you know, where you going to get the lights? You got to see the screen. So we in Lexington. And we do all that. I'm like, all right, go back. So show's starting. I'm coming out. Now, when you walk out, there's the curtain right here. Then there's a little alleyway between the curtain and the block wall. There's a little bit of wall you got to walk past. So lights go out. During rehearsal, I could see down that hallway because everything went in pitch black. I'm like, all right, all I got to do is look for the crowd, walk that way. So I'm coming out. I'm already talking. I'm Marcus Zan. Coming out.
I got a
glass full of bourbon. I walk and I feel the curtain. I said, oh, the lights is out because I can't see down this little alley and I feel curtain, so I don't walk too far. Let me go back. The whole time I'm still talking because I'm supposed to be already out there on stage. And then I'm like, oh, I got to speed up. Come back. Apparently, I came back a little too far because that wall reached out and kicked me in my knee.
He was like, I'm Marcus Anthony Takesley, the other.
When I tell you, look, spilled my drink all up and down my arm and stuff. I come out there talking to people. Liquor's flying off my fingertips. I mean, I'm in pain. My knee is still bruised and swollen.
Oh.
You
They be thinking it's part of the show when I come out there. They laugh. I'm like, y'all, I'm dead serious.
What happened?
I was like,
I my kneecap.
What's that dude's name? So Josh. Crazy. I said, I think his name was Josh. Josh, why the hell you turn all the lights off? I couldn't see back there.
Because I'm still backstage, and all I hear is his. I hear him talking, and then I hear him scream.
Like, it was like,
and then he keeps
going, I was like, Family hey. Guy.
When I tell you,
so now I got pain in the front. I got pain in the front because the wild kicked me, and then I got pain in the back because I had to run a mile and some threes. So this knee right here, this right knee,
this knee right here, that needs to be replaced.
Right here, this knee right here.
Well, I don't get rid of it.
Now listen, one thing that we haven't had a lot of this summer because we've been out of town is HelloFresh, but that is why I love HelloFresh because even though it's something that is a staple in our household, when you're traveling, you don't have to worry about wasting food because you got two options. Well, first of all, if you don't know what HelloFresh is, it is farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. That's right. You don't have to worry about what you're cooking for dinner when you got HelloFresh because they do everything for you as far as in planning. So you can skip trips to the grocery store and you can save money. So for us being out of town, we weren't home to cook. So the two options that you have, you can either pause your deliveries because we get a box every Sunday. So we pause them for the weeks that we were gone, or you can have them redirected to wherever your new location is. So if we had wanted to, we could have possibly had HelloFresh be delivered to our home, our mother-in-law's house or Marcus's mom's house for her to be able to cook meals for the kids. So listen, take a bite out of the summer with HelloFresh. From chef-crafted seasonal recipes to their new Fresh and Fit summer menu, HelloFresh brings flavor right to your door. It's peak time for summer produce, and HelloFresh makes sure you're getting all the best picks all season long. The ingredients travel from farm to your door in less than 7 days for quality you can taste. I love the fact that we get to feed our kids fresh produce. It's something that, you know, everyone should have in their daily diet and what they should be getting. And HelloFresh makes sure we're able to give that to our kids, and the recipes are amazing. Mm-hmm. I just absolutely love them. So I'm excited to be back home so we can start cooking up HelloFresh.
Yes.
Okay, so this is what I want you to do. Go to HelloFresh.com/TBTB50.
TBTB50.
And use code TBTB50.
TBTB50.
For 50% off plus free shipping. Again, go to HelloFresh.com/TBTB50.
TBTB50.
And use code TBTB50.
TBTB50.
For 50% off plus free shipping. It's HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
Fabulous. Okay, great. This is fantastic.
It was like, I ain't sleep. You sleep.
Uh-huh.
I think Josh got it too.
I've been waking up. The dog, we haven't gone to the bathroom.
You be so rude during this podcast. You walk through all my ads.
I'll be having to do stuff.
Or you sleep. Do it.
You got water. I got to pee. Those two things mostly. It's also not hot in here.
It's hot in every episode.
Listen, it is 1,000 degrees.
It need to be at this temperature all the time.
No, it's hot. It's hot fantastic. Outside.
It's not like
it's hot outside. Damp.
No, Sunday was just unbearable.
Well, they don't have the AC. They don't have the AC.
But the Earth is also hotter as a planet.
No, it's definitely hot all across these United States.
Me and Greg was talking about that. He said, "Man, I don't feel like it was this hot when we were kids."
No, definitely wasn't.
It was because
we was outside playing all day, and we was not this hot.
Well, I wasn't in California either. So,
I was
as a kid.
In California?
Yeah, I lived here as a kid.
You sure did?
Yeah.
San Bernardino.
So it wasn't as hot like this.
No, I wasn't in San Bernardino. I was in Fort Ord.
That ain't near San Bernardino.
I don't know where it's at because it don't exist no more.
She's like,
it's San Bernardino. They flooded it out. They flooded that town.
Yeah, they closed that base down.
And we're like, what else you do to somebody?
Somebody just told me, thank you for whoever remember my life more than I do. We did the HBCU tour.
Oh, yes. That's how y'all kicked off the summer.
Yes.
I felt like I was forgetting something, but sure.
I feel like y'all did.
How long was y'all down for that?
It was 10 days.
That's it?
The actual tour was 10 days. We were gone for longer than that.
Y'all okay.
Yeah,
because
we left early because I had the shows in Miami.
And I had a speaking engagement in Atlanta.
I had a preach in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Then Glory.
Did you preach?
No.
You could, though.
Yeah, you doing gyms?
I am doing gyms.
Yes. Yes! See, Kevin didn't want it to happen, and I was like, what's the
please
day?
Come.
It's his mom's nonprofit.
Please come.
When is it?
Oh, yeah.
It's in September. I don't remember. I need to do a video.
Can I do anything for the women in your family?
I was supposed to have done it. I was supposed to have done it a year or two ago, but then she moved it to, she was like, we moved it to the week of your wedding anniversary. I said, yeah, we going to be gone.
Yeah, she, Mama O is good for a good move day. I was like, now listen.
You sitting down, sitting here.
I need you to pick a date. We were going back and forth. So anyway, we did the HBCU tour, which was actually a lot of fun. And I just need all the folks that goes to, what's the school?
A&T?
No, in Florida.
Bethune?
No, the other one that I didn't go to.
FAMU.
FAMU. Y'all got to lay off me, okay? Because it's the thing. I want to go to your school. That's just my truth. That's my reality. That's
Why
it. That's all.
Go?
Because I just didn't want to go. I felt like I wanted to go to Bethune. This was my list, okay? Bethune, I feel like I had to go. It's
Tell
a black woman.
Oh, because it was a black woman.
Yeah, I had never gone. We never did none like that. I had to go. And then I was like, we're going to skip over a family. Because I felt like my boys were going to like Morehouse. They did not.
Oh.
It's on the bottom of the list.
I was about to say, I wouldn't have thought they would have liked it. What made you think they would
like it? Hello, I love how everybody know the boys was going to like it but me.
Well, no, I don't know a lot of boys that are not legacies that want to go there.
Well,
I thought they were
going to
love it.
I thought they were going to love it. Like, it's bougie. It's high class. It's, you know, these things. But that's the exact things that they didn't like about it.
Okay.
They were like, what did the dude say?
The dude from Howard. We was asking which one the boys liked. And they was like, we didn't really like Morehouse. He was like, I know, man. Morehouse is all brother.
Yeah.
They were like, yeah.
That's exactly what he
that
said
means,
to
but
us.
But somehow,
it's that,
it all made sense. Yeah. Brother. And the boys were just like,
nah.
When they heard you got to wear a suit.
Talking with
like,
a spanker.
You don't have to wear suits, though.
As a freshman orientation, don't you have to go?
Oh, yeah. It was a lot of things. But so they weren't.
Like,
there was like, no.
Morehouse.
They was not with it. But they liked Bethune. Like, that's
really?
Actually their second.
That was their second.
Their second pick.
Like,
yeah,
they like. Bethune was very.
It's small.
It's tiny. I've been to Bethune.
Yeah.
So the funny thing is, the funniest thing about the whole HBCU tour was fried fish Fridays or fried fish Wednesdays, and fried
chicken.
Fridays.
Yeah,
fried chicken Wednesdays. Fried
every school
HBCU.
Oh, that's fire.
That is
everyone is like, and they all say it like you have
like it's new to happen. You unique
now,
to them.
Mm. Now, I ain't good to tell y'all. On Wednesday, we got the fried chicken. Okay, on Friday, we got that fried fish. So the kids, they come from all across the land, get that fried chicken. That fried.
Yes.
Other days, you know, it's get what you get.
Yes.
But that fried chicken, boy, it's all right.
Yeah.
We was by the.
You know they're doing that down the street, too, right?
By the time we got to TSU, we was like, what y'all got on Wednesday? Fried chicken? They was like, how you know? Yeah. And fried fish on Friday. Yeah.
Code. Yeah. That's how we knew.
Y'all went to Texas State, right? Or
yes,
Tennessee.
Texas Southern. Yeah. We were going to go to Grambling. Somebody was asking, but we decided to skip out on Louisiana, and we spent Father's Day with Tammy.
Okay.
Cried all day.
Oh, and, good for you. Get that. Oh get, let God. It out. Express how you
it
feel.
It was so hot.
It was hot.
I love my brother. I was hot. I got the.
It was hot.
Meet me at the house. I'll cry for you there.
I'll cry for you with the AC going. You know I love you, but if you was alive, I wouldn't be out here. I sure ain't gonna be out here when you dead. Yeah. You ain't hot.
I went to daddy's grave and cried when I was gone. Oh. For that same reason, I was like, all right, man.
Somehow,
I talked to you. I talked to you in the garage. I ain't gonna need this right
here. I'll be sad in multiple places.
Cool. With AC.
With AC.
Mm.
But it was,
it was great.
It was great. We went to an Astros.
It was necessary.
Game. I caught a ball.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, dope.
It was great. I felt like a great. And a loser, it bounced off his hand, and I caught off of him. I was like, ah, you're not athletic. And he called his girlfriend, like, I almost caught it, but it bounced off my hand. I was like,
he did call her. Behind me.
He did call
her. He called her right away. Like,
I know. I
was like
too.
This.
I would have been mad.
And I was like, bleak. And I was like, nerd.
Did your boys enjoy the college tour?
Yes, they did. They really liked, like I said, Bethune-Cookman, Joe really like North Carolina A&T.
Mm-hmm.
And then seriously, fantastic. Joe's going. And then Isaiah like North Carolina A&T and also Texas Southern.
Oh, okay.
A lot.
So not Howard. Howard for neither. Not-
Howard is third on their list. Well, okay. I guess maybe fourth. So it was, if I rank them, well, let me answer the question differently. If I rank them by what Isaiah is interested in, it knocks Bethune off the list.
Oh, right.
If I list them by just like what they enjoy and kind of that like small town community, this is a family school, Bethune reaches the top. But in order, it would probably be Texas Southern, Howard, mm-hmm. and then North Carolina.
Okay,
for Isaiah, because they have really great like communications programs. Mm-hmm. And we got to tour all of that. It was really great. But Joe is all in on.
He's like, that's where I'm going. Yeah. Bump whatever you heard.
Greatest homecoming on earth.
Yeah, so I want to go.
Do sign me up.
Yeah, I thought I was going to have to start a whole nonprofit to do, and I still might, to do black college tours with the boys out here. But then the school that we have Lil Marcus in, they take the black students to a black college.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was
That's what I was trying to explain to people. If you're not from the South and your family didn't go to an HBCU, mm-hmm. it is highly unlikely that you know about them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like growing up the way we did.
Yeah.
In Washington, our counselors were white.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't mention a word about HBCU.
They probably didn't know about them.
They probably don't. And I'm like, bro, this is a whole different opportunity for me. Mm-hmm. I probably would have still went to UW because Melissa was going there. But I didn't even know. People are like, how you didn't know? Well, if you live across the street from one, you probably know. Or if your legacy, you probably know. Or if you grew up in the South, you probably know. None of that was true for us.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
I'm done.
No, I was going to say, our boys, speaking of them, was in Kentucky. And they did all the things that I be wanting to do with them. They went fishing. They was playing outside, got hurt, bit up by stuff.
I remember last year, somebody got hit in the face with a baseball bat. Was it Kai?
I don't know.
That was a slightly problematic year.
Yes, one of them got hit in the face. You are correct.
Yeah,
Amar got stung by a mosquito for the second time. It happened that year.
They swelled up.
So his eye?
He must be.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he turned into a gargoyle.
No, he turned Quasimodo closes up.
Really? Side,
I get really big. When I get mosquito bites, they swell up really big, too.
Yeah, I was
I was loving them just going out there.
And being out.
I was at a camp, and we know the people that run the camp, and they was like, yeah, they could come. And they outside all day.
Size as dark as you. He's dark. The camp counselors found out somehow that I was the mother to the children that were there. And so little Marcus, who was a camp counselor in training, FaceTimes me out of nowhere while we're in Antigua.
Yeah.
And I was like, this boy don't ever FaceTime me. So I FaceTime him back. And I was like, what's up? He said, somehow the counselors found out that you were my mom, but they wanted me to also prove it. And so I was like, what? And so he turns and they were like, are you Miss Morn Margarita? I was like,
them kids.
Don't be over there in Antigua not knowing who you are.
I said, oh, dear God.
He said, yeah, we asked your son, and he was like, yeah.
You let him kids be that TikTok, he fake cuss or real cuss.
Listen, that boy be real cussing.
He just better not let us hear him cussing, but he be
cussing. What age can he cuss in front of y'all?
When he's grown and paying his own bills.
What if he pays some of his bills, like his cell
phone? All of them.
All of his bills?
He got to be paying for his own water.
Why can't he go to college and cuss?
In front of us.
In front of me.
But if he's paying all
his shut money, up. Let him come. You down. Just changed the rules on a question.
I know. Mm-hmm. Oh, and I got to go to I registered for my first Delta National Convention. It was amazing.
Nice.
We inducted Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, which I knew we would because Deltas love some women that make laws. Or they're like, oh, you do laws, politics? Come on here and let's go.
Come on over here and get your pyramids.
Met so many people who were either fans of this show or ITGTCAA or Here's the Thing. I mean,
ITGA.
Is this going to cause an argument?
ITGTCAA. ITGA.
No, it was
Gloria Ann?
No. But literally, the Delta Convention was hard to get through. That I got stopped there so many goddamn times. I was like,
Angel called me. She was like, hey, hey, girl, yeah, oh, okay. Call me back. I just hung up.
And
like,
why would you even attempt this? I would also take a picture with anybody who asked for a picture. Yeah. But it was still, but sometimes people didn't care. I'm on a business call, frustrated because something is not going well. And people look, Angel, and they see the phone to my, and I'm like, okay, give me one. No. They were still like, we going to take a picture. I'm like, okay, take a picture, but don't talk to me. Just take the picture.
You know what the weird thing is? People want to take a picture of you without them in it.
Oh, and that's I won't do.
Yeah.
You won't?
No.
I experienced that for the first time.
I do.
In Lexington when I came to see y'all, the Slightly Problematic 2. And this was like right after me and Liz went to, she had to go brand deal or whatever. I went to go film it.
Oh, I remember.
And I'm walking back. Somebody's like, hey, can I take a picture of you? I was like, no.
Of me?
you can take one with me. Yeah. I ain't doing no. It's all. That's just weird. Like,
it is weird.
Yeah.
No, I won't do.
That's all I want.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, really? I'm like, yeah. I mean,
you be in here just so you can't do nothing weird with this picture. You in here with me?
Do something weird. Not our age demographic.
Okay, we're all running late. All right, so let's close this out. So we had talk through
what we gonna
goals
be
and all of that, but we're not going to do that. So we're going to talk about what we're going to be watching. So this is the thing, Tinksley family. I need your full commitment. I need you to fully commit. I want to review together as a unit.
need you to fully commit.
Fully commit to Sister Wives. It is white people polyamorous drama. It is the best thing on television.
I was going to say, I can tell by the look on your face, you love it.
It is the best thing on television.
Okay.
Because they're not us. Mm-hmm. They don't look like us. Mm-hmm. They're in mess. So they're doing dumb things. I don't care what you say about them.
Because white people's business. Although
we might have to go easy, I don't think she going to deserve anything that calls us to be crazy. Money. But I do want Christine to come on this show.
Okay.
Because I want Christine to tell me all the business. Okay.
Listen, she's living her best
life. Was the first one to go out. I need you to be the first one on my podcast. Okay, Christine?
Okay.
But this show is in year
18.
It's something like that.
Yeah, I was going to say, they've been around for a
minute. Yeah, they've been around for a long, long time. Yeah.
Yes.
And it is a show that follows this man who is married to four women. Mm-hmm. In the beginning, their whole intent was to show the world that polyamory is amazing and it is God's plan and mm-hmm. it can work because we don't have jealousy and all of these things. And then as the years progressed, they added her favorite wife. I never remember her
Robin.
Name. But okay. They added favorite wife.
Always calls her the favorite.
She's the favorite
she
wife.
She is the favorite.
She though. Is the favorite wife. They add her. She has these kids. His original wife is involved in this catfishing thing. At the same time that she's involved with this catfishing thing, I think she thought she was going to leave and fall in love with this dude that was catfishing her, but it wasn't a dude, it was a girl. But when she didn't know that, she was like, oh, I'm going to legally divorce you so you can marry favorite wife so he could adopt. And it was her idea. So you could adopt her kids so that way she don't have to worry about her kids with the bio dad. It was like a whole, it was around the same time. And I think that was the only reason why she was like, yeah, we could divorce. I'm doing it for the kids. But really, she was trying to get out.
It's so lost.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you.
So yeah, I'm taking apparently. Am I gonna struggle with this, y'all?
Why?
I'm asking them.
No, why?
I don't know. I'm asking. I was.
That's why I need you to be fully committed. I need you not to struggle. Anthony Marcus Tinksley, put your name in. I need you to look at me in the ass.
Listen, look at her.
I need no frustrations. I need no.
I can't promise you no frustrations.
No, 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 no.
I know.
No. Let me shut up. Let me tell you. I need you to be fully committed to these white people's mess.
Can I say what I was going
to
say?
I need you to be fully committed.
I will agree to that if.
Okay. No,
there might be some frustration, but I'm still going to fully commit.
I need you to fully commit to these white people's mess. Because this is what happened, okay? Cody married his original wife.
Okay. That's the first wife.
Okay, first wife.
Uh-huh. What's her name?
I don't know. First wife.
What first wife?
Married. I don't never know their names. Okay. I just know Christine and favorite wife. That's it. Uh-huh. He married first wife.
Mm-hmm.
He marries favorite wife.
Robin.
Favorite wife has kids existing that ain't his.
Okay, got it.
Her relationship with their dad is not that good.
The biological dad she don't really like.
Correct.
Uh-huh.
So first wife says, you could divorce me because they're the only ones legally married. Everything else is spiritual marriage.
Uh-huh.
So you could legally divorce me.
Uh-huh.
So you could marry favorite wife.
Uh-huh.
So you could then adopt her kids.
Okay.
But at the same time in the background, she's having an emotional affair with somebody else.
With a catfish.
So then, once she realizes this is not a man, I can't leave this because I thought I was going to leave
you.
That's why I divorced you.
I have that.
She realizes it's a woman. Then she's like, oh, no, can we get back together? And he's like, no, girl, you cheated on me. Like, this is a lot, even though he's very manipulative, whatever. So then, fast forward, COVID happens. None of the wives like him. Only favorite wife like him.
When I started watching.
They having all these issues. Mm-hmm. Then fast forward from that, and Christine is like, I'm done with this. It's stupid. It's dumb. I'm out. She leaves.
So that is favorite or
that's
first?
Third wife.
Third wife. Oh, I didn't know she entered the thing. Third
yes,
wife.
That's
they
third
all been
wife.
Married
oh, they
years.
All been married. Yeah, okay. Almost 30 years.
Except the new wife.
So
wife.
Then third wife said, her name's Christine. She's the only one I really know. She's like, I'm out. This is stupid. Y'all are dumb. You don't want to have sex with me. You told me you don't want to have sex with me. You told me you're not attracted to me. Why would I stay here? I'm out. So she leaves.
Okay.
Then she on Instagram with this new dude. It, listen.
And she be captioning.
In my time, it felt like 30 minutes later. Okay. Uh-huh. In real time, I know it was some time. But in my time, it felt like 30 minutes later.
Yeah.
She was like, this is me and my new boo. This the love of my life.
And I never felt love before. I don't even know what love is.
And they in a monogamous one at one.
Correct.
Now they back regular.
And wish him happy Father's Day.
Wished her ex baby dad. No, wished her new. Did she have kids by the old?
Yes. Husband? All her kids, like six.
She I'm has just, six kids I'm looking by at the
comments
dude.
On
the what they said. Patreon.
Now somebody was like, yeah, we're gonna need you, Tank, to fill the holes, make the holes that we can't fill. So.
Yes.
Do okay. What you do, Marcus. Call that.
It's a mess.
Okay.
Nougat or it's, nugget.
You call them nougat, you call them dumb, I don't care what you call them.
My biggest problem, I can't tell them apart.
Who? That's what, I mean either.
Okay.
First wife, second wife.
I did my research.
Christine. Favorite wife.
Mary. All right,
if Christine walk in and walk out, and favorite wife walk in and walk out, and be like, why she just walk in here twice?
That's fine.
No, I'm
going to give brown you brown hair, I believe.
He just needs small indicators.
That'll be my
but
thing.
Eventually,
that'll
once you, thing, what'll yeah. happen is, because I be doing
y'all know
thing.
How I take notes. Y'all said you yeah, read yeah, my yeah. notes before.
But you'll get it because Christine be popping off at the mouth.
Yeah.
Real good.
All right, we going to get it.
It's going to be good.
I'm going to do it.
Janelle is starting to pop off. They just posted a trailer today. And he walked off, and she said, F you.
Ooh.
And I said,
they cousins? Oh, because they ain't supposed to
be
cousins?
No, because they was Mormon.
Yeah, they Mormon.
Oh, yeah, see, they're Mormon.
They big LDS.
So when does it start?
August 20th.
Okay, so we got some time. What are we doing until then?
So I'm about to tell you, I'm going to figure that out between now and then, because we got like 3 weeks. So this is what I need y'all to do, okay? I need y'all to watch. I'm going to text y'all.
Okay.
Because I need y'all to watch this is where I started. I need y'all to watch the COVID season.
Okay.
Oh, this same show.
The same show. Right. You don't even got to watch nothing past that. Just watch COVID season.
Okay, now tell us about the length of the show. It's an hour. Is it like Married at First Sight?
It's about an hour.
Yeah, it's okay. Married at First Sight was getting long.
Yeah, it's about an hour.
Yeah, Married at First Sight is like an hour and 30.
No,
yeah.
Married it was
2 hours with abs.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is that.
Why are you still like that?
Because.
I can see. She been waiting to get this.
This is her show.
I just need y'all to
she
be fully
so
committed.
Invested. She went back to previous
I got
season.
You, Liz.
Watch the COVID season. I'm going to tell y'all which season it is. I don't remember what one it was, but it was whenever COVID was, because that's when everything fell apart.
And this is on what, Lifetime?
TLC.
I think
TLC.
It's, yeah.
Oh, yeah, TLC be doing stuff, I guess.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Hold up. First of all, what city was we in? And I was watching something on USA, and they was cussing up a storm.
D.C.?
D.C. Hitman's Bodyguard.
Whose episode?
No,
the show, the movie.
That they be cussing USA?
On USA. Regular TV.
Shit, MF of this.
USA?
Yeah, TV is different these days.
We don't know nothing about it because we've been
but
away
said,
from it.
Was Mr. Robot on that channel?
I know, I just. Huh? Oh,
Mr.
it Robot? Probably was.
I feel like they were cussing on Mr. USA, Robot, too.
Yeah, and I had to say, I'm like, wait, this channel 19? Well, that's what you say used to be in.
They said, you remember when TLC used to be the Learning Channel?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they want to be Bravo so bad.
Is that what TLC stands for?
It's turning into smut.
Yeah, I was about to say, they want to be Bravo.
It was like National Geographic,
yeah,
but
it was like
a different channel.
The baby story, where you would watch people give birth and see their whole journey.
It was like, what's the women's network? Lifetime and like National Geographic.
WE TV.
Like, melded it together.
It used to be very wedding-based.
Yeah.
And it was like, schmut.
Yeah.
We gonna be all in, Melissa.
Okay, I need y'all to be all in. It's gonna be a good time. Okay, we got to go.
Don't be singling me out.
Huh?
Don't embarrass me.
No, I wasn't. I'm just trying. But if watch the season, y'all can let me know, like, okay, we gonna fully commit to it.
Now, wait a minute. Y'all fully committing? Because we weren't the only ones tapping out on Married at First Sight.
No.
I'm fully in.
I've already talked to him. Don't worry about that.
I
got trouble. She said.
I've already talked to him.
She ain't going nowhere because it's her show.
I'm a man.
Don't
worry about him. He already know he on restriction.
I've already talked to him.
Got him together.
Yeah, I've already talked to him.
In my defense, Married at First Sight was
Kevin
sucking.
Tapped out 3 seasons before we started.
I already talked to him. I've already talked to him.
Okay.
Stop, I've already talked to him.
Because I need y'all to be as excited as I am about these white people.
Melissa, you're excited. Married at First Sight did too much.
That's fine.
They didn't do enough.
Problem is your excitement be contagious. So
That's it.
Sister wise, The good old fashioned. Ooh, what you said?
It's just drama.
They have given me no reason.
As long as stuff be happening and it's not just.
It ain't like Atlanta Housewives where it's just set up for stupidity.
No. Yeah, and actually, it was boring.
The thing about. I'm sorry.
I feel like this is going to be the explosive season, though.
The Sister Wives people.
This is going to be.
They
it.
really have beef.
Okay.
Well, yeah, they live with each other.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because yeah.
Real Housewives, fans of Real Housewives were like, this season is boring.
And they.
It was silly because it's like, y'all hate each other. Why are you going to go on vacation together? That's stupid. Right.
But imagine I hate you, but I married you.
Yeah, that's
I
different. Kids that's
and
different.
And you marry them.
Yeah.
And now we all post it. And this is the thing. Okay, this is the last thing I'm going to say. The thing is, which is funny going backward, because I started at the COVID season and then worked my way back, is that early on, they're very like, I believe we were meant to be together. I feel like this is God's plan for our lives. Why should love be divided when it can be multiplied?
That is their opening.
That's
their
like all of their opening. They're all for it.
Thing.
Then you fast forward and it's like, F this.
Right.
God, why am I still here?
Listen, towards the stuff I'm watching, they be like, I don't even know if this is for me anymore. And why this religion even allows this?
They are completely.
I bet.
The world is upside down for all of them. And it's the best. It's the best.
Simply the best.
I'm all in. I'm going to
get in these
watching.
White people's business. Get in these white people's business.
We're going to start watching and we're going to be in the people's business.
Get in these white people's business. It's going to be easier because you don't feel bad because you're not talking about black people.
Is that what would be making me feel bad? That's not.
Oh, it makes me feel bad. I don't like talking about black people like that.
I don't be liking to talk about people, but
like
I will.
Seeing black people act a damn fool.
That's like what that. I'm saying. Yeah. I don't like that, especially
I'll
black women. I be feeling bad. I don't be wanting us to look bad.
About people in general.
Yeah, I be like, I don't want that. However, these white people, first of all, you's dumb.
See, she don't mind at all.
Oh, yeah.
I be minding. Right. I be like, I don't want to talk about nobody, but I will.
No. First wife, use the dummy. And you should have been left him. And I'm confused why you begging to stay. You should go.
You should have been left him.
You should have been gone. So that's it. That's all. All right. Thank you guys so much. I have to actually use the bathroom.
Go potty, potty, potty.
Bye.
Bye.
Y'all are back, fam.
Let me find
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.